Oh my God, guys, we are back for season 9 of Shameless, and this panel is riled up and ready to go. Let's talk everything episode 1.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I mean, we've been talking a lot beforehand, and there's a lot to talk about. People,
host strike is over!
Yes! Oh my God, and we're back. The Shameless strike is over. Guys, season 9, how has that happened?
I don't know where the years have gone.
What season did you start on the panel for Shameless? Do you remember what season number it was?
3, 2?
Because you were before me.
I was
me.
1.
So yeah.
That is incredible.
2 or 3, I'm going to have to look it up.
You've been here the entire time. We'll have to find some pictures from when they first started this until their panel now. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Guys, if you don't remember us or you're just joining us new this season, I'm Haley Clover. You can find me everywhere at Haley Clover. And I'm joined by my amazing co-hosts. Phil, where can they find you?
Phil Svitek, right here, Shameless.
Hey, guys, JJ Jergens. You can find me at JJ.Jergens on Instagram.
Lovely to have you back and to be back with you, too.
Nice to see you, too.
Thanks. I missed you guys.
Well, hopefully you filled it with wedding pussy and other such things.
Yeah. And lots of STDs.
Yeah, you know, over the last year, however long it's been, I'm sure there was some wedding pussy in there somewhere. No.
Which is a way of saying lots to talk about today.
Yeah, exactly. First of all, continue to talk with us on YouTube and comment all season long. That way we can start the conversation. I was saying to these guys before we started that I very much enjoyed this episode 1 much more than last season's episode 1. So I'm excited to see where the season goes. I think it's going to be more of the Shameless that we remember in past seasons. What was your overall thoughts of the season opener?
Overall, I felt from last season to this season, they're definitely interconnected. And I feel like we're going to get a lot of payoff now for all the things that we were kind of dabbing in with season 8. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I have a newfound passion for the show, although there's a lot of stuff regarding Emmy/aka Fiona, so we'll definitely talk about that. But I'm also excited to talk about the Shameless 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of things we'll get to for sure. That way we can talk about some good old news and gossip we have for you. Mm-hmm. But, JJ, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, overall, I just really enjoyed it, too. Like, I know last year was kind of like, still great, but like there, I just got left wanting some more with last season, you know. So
exactly.
I do feel like this one has got it off to a great start, and I feel like I am going to savor every episode with Emmy in it. So I think it's going to be a fun ride this year.
Good. Yeah, last year was really like a rebuild season almost. They were getting us ready for whatever was going to happen, like you said, Phil. Yeah. So let's dive right into it. Let's start with Carl. And Cassie, who JJ and I were hoping last season that she was gone for good, but we may our wish did come true. Let's talk about where Carl is in military school right now. What did you guys think about how his storyline started?
It's kind of like last season we talked about it's a good direction for him, and Cassidy was always the negative stain on this whole thing, and you know, when we saw her in the previews, like, oh, God, no. You know, the fact that she was always going to be there, I wasn't about that. But you know what? Good for this maggot stepping up and doing what he needed to do.
I was shocked by it, you know? Like, I was bummed when we see her out there. I mean, although her cheers were pretty funny, you know?
They were funny.
And then I thought when he's like, he took one, I thought he was just going to go out and fuck her, you know?
Right, because he was saying, like, her cheer was, if he can't fuck me, no one can.
Yeah.
And so we both looked at each other and we were like, oh, he's going to go have sex with her. Well, a little to our surprise, he was like, I took care of it, no one will ever find the body. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then it was great, Carl's reaction, because he didn't know whether to be excited or like, oh, shit, this is even worse, or like, good for you. I have respect. Like, I respect that. And what do you think his reaction is going to be?
Well, number one, the fact that he can command that sort of, let's say, presence. You know, like, he's a leader now, whether he, you know, and the kid just took action.
Yeah.
He did what Carl kind of wanted to do, maybe.
Right.
And did it. And that's amazing. I think and to see him ultimately, like, if he goes on to West Point and things like that, like, good for Carl.
Right.
He's come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good to see, you know, his boss or, you know, whatever his ranking is, tell him that he absolutely could be the, mm-hmm. I wrote it down, cadet lieutenant next mm-hmm. year. And, yeah, it's good to see him succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want some positive stuff in his life. Yeah, so I was actually not sad that she got killed.
Right. But, you know, shameless
yeah,
of us.
Happens, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, well, we'll see where he goes next week. Let's talk a little bit about Debbie, a.k.a.
Jugs.
I thought you were going to make up some, like, nickname for the underwear.
Her diaper?
Yes.
Her adult diaper, her Depends.
Yeah.
I mean, we could just mm-hmm.
call it a
Depends,
diaper.
Debbie. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? One of the things we talked about before going on air is that this season is going to be a lot more political, and obviously this sort of pushes it in that direction.
Yeah.
Where the fact that, first off, she doesn't realize the name Jugs until the way end. Like, come on. I was waiting.
When is that going to hit?
Yeah, I thought she's still technically,
I guess, young enough to be a little bit naive to certain things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're tackling the issue of, you know, equality and equal pay in the workplace, which she finds out she's getting paid $15 an hour instead of $18 an hour, like the guys, because she goes to the bathroom too much because she gets her period all the time, which is, you know, we're laughing and it's funny because. One, like, that's just an absolutely ridiculous statement. Two, yeah. It doesn't take that long to go to the bathroom when you have your period. It's not like we're spending an hour in the bathroom because we're bleeding. So you guys can all, you know, F yourselves.
Well, I mean, I could only imagine those porta potties, like what they look like. Like, yeah. They must be so. Because as a guy, you don't care. You just piss them anywhere.
Yeah. Well, and that's what she said. You guys pee all over the seats. It took me 5 minutes to make a nest. I love that because I can picture it in my head. Because how many times have I done it where I'm like, okay, ew, I'm going to wipe off the seat and then I'm going to line it with like 100 things of toilet paper and then I'm finally going to sit down because God forbid I do a squat for 5 minutes. It's like, I can't do that.
I'm always a squatter. I'm always like, I try the nest, and then it always kind of slides off and stuff, but I love the term nest, and so I'm definitely going to use that in the future. But yeah, I'm always the hands up against the wall trying to, like, you know, your thigh muscles are burning because you're squatting for so long.
It's an extra workout. It's a free workout.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Plyometrics.
But I do like the sense of kind of friendship that she has with the other guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. For sure. I do, too. They seem to really, you know, look out for each other. It didn't seem like, you know, they knew she was being paid any less. So I think they probably would have stuck up for her if that was the case. But, you know, yeah, she stuck up for herself, which was good to see. I was glad that she, whether it was a homemade diaper or not, like, she took a stand and did something. So that was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of – I feel like – You have to. I feel like you can buy those diapers way cheaper than she's making them for.
I mean, she used a lot of duct tape, okay? And duct tape's not that cheap.
No.
And what was it? What was it made out of? Was it made out of the baby's diapers? Which,
probably.
By the way, where's the baby?
You know,
we didn't see the baby this time.
Mm-mm. It's living. It's fine.
It's with grandma, maybe. Well, I'm sure we'll see Frankie at some point here.
Yeah.
That's
a good. That's a good recall, though.
Yeah, we'll have to look out for the baby watch next week. Baby watch. Speaking of babies or dogs, Kevin and V, their daughters have grown up just a little bit, and they are ravenous beasts. Oh my God, the energy! They are trying to figure out a way to get their energy levels lower so that they can actually put them to bed. But first we see them in a cage at the Alibi. What did you guys think of, you know, how this whole scene was set up right in the beginning?
I don't know. You want to start it off?
I mean, it's just funny. I mean, it's horrible. They're like dogs. And then when she throws the hamburger on her way out, it was hilarious to me.
Well, and V's putting out bowls of cereal for them, like in dog bowls in their actual cage. And he's like, it's a playpen. And the guys that are at the bar are like, yeah, no, you've got your daughters in a cage. Like, that's It's a little weird.
I kind of get it, though. I just spent Labor Day weekend with my niece and nephew. They're 4 and 6. And, you know, I felt for my brother. Like, it's a lot of wrangling. And, you know, Kevin V, it's not like they have the iPads that a lot of parents these days can just use and have the kids sit down with the iPad.
That's so, very true.
You know, I guess they had to build the cage.
That's very true. What do you think?
To be honest, I was more curious about the fact that Svetlana's not there. And the way they made it seem last year, like, that there was a storyline beyond her just getting married and out of the picture. And so I'm hoping we see her eventually, because they
certainly need her. I didn't see anything about her leaving the show or, you know, she wasn't really written out of the show. Like, her storyline totally could still be there. So, yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, she's a great character. I don't want to see her go. I like Svetlana.
Yeah, I'm also worried about, I know kind of the Gallaghers were a self-contained unit and they were able to fend for themselves, but I fear with these kids, like, sending them off to preschool, like, okay, it's good, but but let's do it for the right reason, not just that we want to get rid of them.
Right. Yeah, they'll be funny in preschool, though. I wouldn't mind seeing that storyline progress, but also you wonder how they're going to pay for preschool and all that stuff, so we'll see if it's a feasible thing for the family. Otherwise, I'd like to just see them, you know, play fetch with their daughters to tire them out and figure it out that way. I feel like that's probably where it'll go first, is they're going to figure out other ways, like playing fetch, to, like, tire out their daughters for our amusement before they get into preschool, maybe.
Maybe. Or the fact that they're twins, maybe you just pay for one and then they just kind of switch off in the bathroom or something. But, you know, that requires instruction, which, of course, the girls don't take too well.
Yeah, exactly.
So who knows?
Yeah, well, for now, they're pretty funny, so we'll leave them be for now. Let's talk a little bit about one of our favorites, Lip. Still one of my favorites. So he still has Zan, the niece of the girl that he was having sex with last season.
Addie.
Yeah, and she is staying with him, and you can tell that he's definitely starting to have some of those protective, like, fatherly instincts come out. He takes her to a wedding, and we see that good old, what's his name again?
Why
am I drawing a Brad, thank you. Brad gets married again.
Yay!
I'm so glad that he's back with his wife and everything's good. He's sober. Yeah, that was exciting to see. But at the wedding, Lip goes with Zan, and she's all dressed up and looking a little older, and he's doing some nerdy dancing with her, and it's really, really cute. Until what he calls a gargantuan of a woman kind of, you know, fucks up the entire wedding, literally. Drags him into a closet for some...
for some wedding pussy.
Thank you, Phil. Just sounds a lot...
stronger for me.
Stronger coming out of your mouth.
Listen, anyone can have wedding pussy. It's not just for guys.
That's true.
Yes.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Comment below. No. Let us know.
Cake, wedding pussy. It's all there.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on the wedding that you go to, too. Some have better choices than others. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, to be honest, I don't know if you guys have ever been, like, the maid of honor. I've never been the best man, so I feel like that's what I'm missing out on.
I have been the maid of honor in my best friend Casey's wedding, but I also have been dating my boyfriend for a long time, so... there was no, you know, chase
there's
in
a,
that.
There's a rule, though. There's a rule.
That you have to have sex
aside.
With the groom. Which was the...
not the groom.
That's a no-no.
The best man of the groom. I was thinking already in my head it was the groom's younger brother who was, like, pretty young, so that would have been super awkward and weird.
Listen, it's a rule. You just chalk it up to that.
Right. It's not illegal. It's a rule. So what did you think about this relationship? Is this going any further, these two? Which, her name was,
Tammy?
Something Cammy, Tammy, Pammy.
Cammy, Tammy, Pammy. All the sisters and parents. I don't know if I have any strong feelings either way about her yet. I thought it was, you know, interesting. She's very much the, like, girl version of him. Very blunt and honest and just kind of tells it like it is.
Not what he needs.
Yeah.
It might be exciting to, like, go after someone that just you hate, but not what he needs.
I wanted to just see it as this one. Like, I think it was fun, and it was funny, but I want it to just be in this episode.
Yeah, I feel like the way that they ended it with their banter in the hair salon was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I love that she was like, you're a terrible lay. And he was like, whoa, 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 like, I've had a lot of sex. Like, I am not a terrible lay. And she's like, oh, well, have you ever been on the receiving end of your sex?
Jab, so jab, 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 jab.
Yeah, Jabby. His new nickname, Jabby. I loved how that ended. So it could continue, but yeah, I don't know if it will or not.
No.
Otherwise, what do you think about Lip's relationship with Zan? Is that something we want to see continue and him kind of take over that legal guardian type of role? Because we do see in scenes for next week, which we'll get into in a little bit, but we do see some, you know, of the storyline going that way. What are your opinions on...
Well, we talked about it last season, where start with, like, a rock, then move to a flower, then move to maybe, like, an animal. Right. He's just jumped.
Right.
And has a, let's say, 10-year-old girl. I get the sentiment, but he's got enough with the Gallaghers to deal with. He doesn't, like... And I get it. It's a terrible situation for her to be put in, and you don't want to have her be in the foster care system. But I just feel like there's better solutions.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I can see that. I also could also see it on the other side of things, too, that it would be good for him in a, you know, responsibility type of way, make him grow up a little bit, even though we have seen him grow up a little bit. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
I like the idea of him being involved. Like, I like their relationship, and I like the examples he can set for her, and like in the same ways she can help him out. But I don't really want to see him full on adopt her and take on all the responsibility.
Yeah. Yep. That is a lot.
I mean, here's the thing. Right now, it's a very difficult position because they haven't really defined their relationship, which is.
Well, right, and this poor, like, the poor girl, too, like, she just needs a place to stay, so she doesn't really have any other options, and you see him Facebook messaging, you know, to see if Eddie's coming back, like, hey, still have your niece, like, I know it's not really your issue, I guess, either, but she is your family, so maybe you'll let me know.
Or contact somebody else in the family? Is there another aunt, uncle, or cousin, somebody, that could help out?
I mean, right.
Yeah, I don't know, and especially with this, I forget what his, Ted, I guess maybe is his name is, the guy with
mustache
the beard.
Mustache boy.
Yeah. you know, like, if push comes to shove, like, why should she listen to Lip? Because she could very easily say, like, you're not my dad, you're not my anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see how their relationship develops.
Yeah.
And that's why Lip definitely doesn't need a girlfriend right now.
Well, yes. Yeah, he's got a lot going on.
Yes.
That's very true.
Yeah, I want him to wait a while, and I think maybe mid-season a really good one's going to show up for him.
Okay. All right. I like it. Throw that in the little predictions area.
Where's the appraiser from? Schwamberg? I feel like he's got to go to Schwamberg and meet some nice woman.
Well, it sounds like it's pretty boring and...
Boring is good right now. Boring equals money. Good.
Okay.
Go Lip, then we could adopt Zan, and we're good.
As long as it's a nice place, drop her in a nice place with loving people.
Yeah,
in
Schwamberg. I hope I'm saying that right.
I don't actually know, and I forgot to write it down. All right, so let's talk about the appraiser, Fiona, her whole life going on as a landlord, her personal life. She's getting the building appraised because she needs money for Ian's bail, which is what we learned in the beginning. So she's painting all of the little nicks in the wall and trying to make everything look extra nice. And then obviously Ford's still in there. You know, their relationship in the beginning seems to be going just fine. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to Costco together. They're doing very relationshipy things. Mm-hmm. Did you like seeing that part of their relationship, or are you used to just seeing Fiona, you know, wanting to bring up some type of drama? And I'm just talking about our first impressions when we see her right in the beginning with him.
I don't know.
Sure. In the beginning, I loved it. Like, okay. I liked actually seeing her, like, doing normal couple things, like going to Home Depot, you know, doing things that you would do. And I like that she still has the responsibility of this building. Mm-hmm. She looked good. She had a little makeup on. Mm-hmm. I just felt like, oh, good. She's, like, you know, on her own. And
I just have to throw this in there. Fiona's hair is a little bit cleaner this year.
Yeah. Anyway,
so she's, like, learned how to do her hair more. Her curls are more intact and not so, like, crazy Fiona.
Well, yeah. that's what you get when you live with lesbians.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think here, when it comes to Fiona, the thing that scares me is that she can go from 0 to 100. Like, the fact that she just... We see Patty, and she assumes this one thing, and then she kind of gets into the argument with, quote, the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, it's just things are going too nice, then they're not. And when it goes to the Ian thing, I think, yes, help a Gallagher out, but only if he wants to be helped.
Yeah.
Ian doesn't even want the help.
So you're on the side of Ford with...
I think a different... I mean, same result, but a different perspective. You know, because yeah. Ford's just... No, don't. You can't help him. But it's not like Ian saying in jail, like, hey, please get me out, Fiona. Like, whatever you got to do, like, I'll appreciate it. He's like, no, I need more time with the ho strike.
I mean, I think it was good of him to say something, because I think she does need to see both sides before she makes that decision, because this isn't like a little bit of money. It's not like it was $50,000, which isn't coming to the Gallaghers, you know, easily. And she makes a comment about how it's just what the Gallaghers do. That's the price of being a Gallagher. And you could tell with everyone's reactions too at the table that sentiment might not be so true anymore, mm-hmm. especially when he's not helping himself out and maybe isn't on his meds. Still don't have that answer yet.
I think the lack of answer from Ian directly is an answer.
Yeah, I would agree. And I thought it last season too, that he most likely wasn't taking his meds. But they questioned whether he would even show up to his court date, whether he would even be able to get his job back, or if he's so into gay Jesus that he literally can't do anything else.
I think I also liked the way Ford handled it, because he wasn't right out of the gate telling her what she should or shouldn't do. He actually was quiet to begin with, and she kept pushing and asking his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think he was right to share his opinion. And it's also something that if he's going to be involved with Fiona, then who knows what's going to proceed. But that kind of stuff can be his responsibility. Like, we had a lot of that stuff with my family on my mom's side, and that actually became my dad's responsibility. So you have to be on the same terms with those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And it's not responsible to just give addicts and give a bunch of people all your money and you sacrifice your own life. So she needs... I'm glad that the family spoke up or said their thoughts too, because I think she does need to realize that. It's not just $5,000 here. This could set her way back, and she's worked really hard to get to where she's at this point. She could throw her whole life away now.
Right. I mean, the loyalty is beautiful in a way, like, you know, that family loyalty, that they would literally do anything for each other, but... Yeah, at this point, I think it's been enough times of helping everybody that you just kind of have to be smart for yourself now every once in a while. So,
and he's good.
Well, he, as Ford points out, like, it's arson. It's a major crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like he's in jail for, you know, breaking into someone's car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, ultimately, like, if he wants to be, let's say, the Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Gandhi type of person, then he has to write it out himself, and he can't just, you know, like, if he really is that powerful, then the cause has to get him out rather than his family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, let's talk about the cause. So he's in jail, and he's still, you know, the advocate for gay rights and this whole gay Jesus thing that he has going on, which we're calling Shim. Now the episode was called Are You There, Shim? It's Me, Ian, because he doesn't know whether God is a him or a she, so it's Shim. But we see that in prison, he's taken a stand for everybody that's been, you know, sexually either abused or used in the wrong way sexually, for all of the inmates that are just trying to...
Bust a nut.
Thank you for saying that before I did. I didn't feel that it was appropriate.
It's shameless.
Now it is. I know. So... I wrote down Leo's name because I actually love Leo. Leo had like three sentences the entire episode, and I thought he was incredible. Leo's one of the inmates who's being taken advantage of, but he's actually like kind of in love with the guy that's taking advantage of him. And Ian's like, be strong, Leo.
He just wants to lick some asshole.
Yeah.
Who hasn't been in that situation before?
Right, Phil? I mean, come on. Yeah. No. I love this. We're getting real shameless real quick. This first episode. I mean, last season it's usually Phil's penis, and this season, who knows where we're going to go.
You know? Listen, we're season 9 at this point. If you don't know what the show is about.
Anything is up for grabs.
Yes,
even indeed. STDs. So, yeah, there is a strike. We are on strike. A hoe strike. You better take your hose off of strike because I need to, like you said, bust a nut.
Busting up.
And, yeah, so he is exactly what you're saying. He's trying to become the, like, Malcolm X, the Martin Luther King of this world. I mean, how do we even take it besides, like, he is off of his meds and he's kind of, you know, getting a little obsessive like he does when he's off of his meds?
Well, is the cause good? Right? Like, look at it from, like, an objective standpoint. Is what he's trying to achieve a good cause? And on the surface, it is, but just the way he's going about it, perhaps isn't.
Well, yeah. Okay, sure. So let's look at it that way. Yes, maybe the cause is good. Is the reason he wants to stay in jail? Like, he wants to stay in jail instead of being out in the normal world. Is that healthy or a healthy thought process?
I don't think it's unhealthy. Again, it's the way in which he's doing it. If, you know, you look at Gandhi. He started off as a lawyer before he did any of this stuff. So he was a very learned man.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's not to say that Ian Gallagher is a dumb person, but, you know, some of the stuff, like, I know, like, it sounds great on the surface, but he's not going deep.
Right.
Quite yet.
Right.
And so it's very surface level, and I think if he really wants to be a true leader, he's got to work on that.
Mm.
And he's not there.
And he's got to work on the anger and the aggression and have it be a more of a peaceful kind of...
Malcolm X wasn't peaceful either,
but,
you know, again, he still commanded something different. I don't know,
right?
And I don't think Ian's there yet.
I guess I feel, for me, I think maybe some of the differences too. And with Ian, I feel a lot of it still is rooted in his ego versus the cause. Maybe that's where I'm hung up on it a little bit.
Could be.
Yeah, I can see that too. Well, we definitely know his storyline is gonna progress. We saw a lot, so we'll talk about that in predictions. Let's get to Frank. Oh, do you have something to say, Phil?
Yes. Well, speaking of egos, Our egos are big, too. Well, not only that, our roster of shows is quite huge, too. So if you want to check out all the various shows we do, well, we have multiple YouTube channels for this very reason.
That's right.
So that way you can find your favorite shows on the genre of show that it is, whether it's a drama, reality TV. You do some reality TV, Haley, so you can check her out there.
Tomorrow night, Real Housewives of Orange County.
Look at that. JJ's on one of our channels with Tom Girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See? So
6 p.m. on Tuesdays.
And, of course, if you haven't subscribed to this one yet, you better do so, because that's how you'll get all the shameless after shows.
Having multiple partners. You can have, you know, multiple shows that you watch.
Exactly.
Over and over. Spread the love.
We don't give you STDs, though.
No.
Or we will if you want that. I don't know what answer
is
better.
We'll find you some. Yeah.
I don't know what the right answer is anymore.
Thanks, Phil. Great job.
I'm very confused. Should we be giving STDs or should we not be giving STDs?
As long as they're the ones that can be cured by antibiotics, I'm pretty much okay.
Okay.
With whatever.
Good.
Yeah. Frank is definitely okay with giving people STDs. This is incredible. Okay, first of all, we have some questions. I'm sure you have some questions as well. The PTA meeting is called because, you know, there is a massive epidemic at the school, which, by the way, I want to know how they found the epidemic in the first place. Like, what kind of school is testing their parents?
Well, no, the parents went to get tested and then all
but
of a sudden...
But why? You don't have to go get tested as a parent at just like at the school.
No, no, not the school, but as the health clinic that they went to, they put two and two together.
And they all happen to be going to the same health clinic.
Yeah. Okay. Deductive reasoning, Sherlock.
Well, it's a little bit far-fetched for me. However, I enjoyed the rest of it. I loved that they all had not one STD, not two STDs, Phil, not even three STDs. They had four.
Four. Listen, you keep, why stop at three?
Well, yeah, at that point. Keep them coming. You might as well at this point. I mean,
I
whatever.
I just want a shower.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I don't think that gets rid of him, that, you know.
At first when they were talking, and then finally somebody was like, oh, fine, I slept with this person, I slept with that person, I thought he was going to get away with it, because they were all like, I slept with the gardener, I slept with my gynecologist, and I was like, oh my God, no one's going to name names. And finally, one lady was like, and I slept with Frank. And then, of course, all of them, like the other eight, were like, I slept with Frank, too. Did you think that the guys were going to immediately want to kill Frank, or did you think it was going to go the way it did? Because I was a little bit surprised and loved the way that they took this instead of it being a, you know, kill Frank fest.
In the logic of this universe, I could totally see it happening. And because it starts off, the guys have been cheating on the wives.
Well, right.
So
everyone's,
it's not like
cheating.
They're clean.
Yeah.
So I did like the way that it went, and it wasn't the typical route that you would have foreseen.
So. What did you think,
Yeah,
Jada?
I agree. I loved it. But let's also talk about Frank's moves. His little yoga move with the yoga.
Okay, first of all, I have to give him – I just wish I was on set to watch him have to film these scenes, because, God, I mean, I just love that he has no shame, like, whatsoever. And I can't imagine that it's comfortable by any means, and they wear those little – they cock socks is, like, what they're called. It's just a tiny sock that he wears that's a nude color to cover his – penis, and then he has to get into that reverse crap walk thing, whatever he's got going on. I don't know, but yeah, that was pretty incredible.
I know what you're doing tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to try that later. Are you kidding? I'm not,
not
flexible enough for any of that. No way.
Yeah,
no,
I just love it.
He just goes for it. Yeah, it just is fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
One of the couples ends up being gay. It's like it goes through a therapy. They're going to become a throuple. We see another throuple. We've got some other, like the one couple that's like clearly getting a divorce. They hate each other and finally just were able to say it. Some of them were like, okay, let's go talk about it. Yeah, it was really, really funny.
But I'm glad the doctor in the end wasn't buying into Frank's BS.
Yeah, I mean, he kicked him hard in the nuts.
Well,
I'd like
that's
to just
the
get
guy,
out of
the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Because I forget what the comment is that Frank says, but yeah, Dr. Rosenbaum just shakes his head. He's out.
When he's walking out. Yeah. But the other guy, as he's walking out, kicks Frank hard in the balls. Can you just give us a description as to that feeling, please? In three words.
Sucks balls. Hard.
Wow.
There you go.
Thanks, Phil.
I don't know. I'm no Hemingway. What do you want from me?
So it's just clearly an awful feeling.
Yeah.
He looked like he was going to throw up there for a second. Hurt that bad. All right. Cool. Can we get into some predictions just really quick, and then we'll do some fun news and gossip stuff?
Sure.
Yay.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
JJ, give me one good one, two good ones here.
Well, I had the one earlier, so now I got to come up with a couple other. But
Phil, you got any off the top of your head?
Can I give four? I feel like four is the magic
number.
Wow,
yeah, go for it.
No, I don't know.
One for chlamydia, one for scabies, one for...
Sure, I'm just going to... Like, I think Ian's going to stay in jail for a little bit. You know, I think Fiona will go through with what she's going to go through as far as the bailout money. But she's going to keep that kid on a leash. I would like to see Svetlana. That's more of a wish. That's not a prediction. Let's see. I feel like Cassidy's body has to come back one way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want her, but the remnants and the repercussions, you know? And then, let's see. I really don't want Tammy, or whatever her name is.
So my prediction is that she is coming back. That's going to be a relationship that we see going further. Yeah. She's at least going to be around. Zan is still going to be the focus, I think, in Lip's storyline this season. But I think she'll still be around.
She's a giant. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't like them together either. I want new. And she just was so willing to just fuck at a wedding. Like, no, this is not a good girl. Like, I want some substance for him. Like, he's smart, he's intelligent. Like, yeah, he deserves more.
Yeah, fair enough. If you guys have any predictions, please tell us on YouTube. That way we can see, you know, what you guys are thinking is going to happen this season. Otherwise, let's talk a little bit about a fun opportunity that you guys had. It was the red carpet of the 100th episode celebration for Shameless.
Yes, indeed.
JJ, I'll let you take it away and talk about it a little bit because I think we have some pictures, videos.
Yeah, well, it was so awesome. Phil let me do this opportunity, and they reached out to us, and they wanted somebody to cover the Beyond the Red Carpet at the Dream Hotel. That's where we were.
Yes.
Dream Hotel in Hollywood. So it was just, it was great. I mean, it was our first like live event like that, being involved with the show, and so we were just so honored to do it, and they're just such an amazing cast. I mean, they're
everyone was there, right? You got to talk to them. Yeah, that's so cool.
They're all there, and they're, you know, just so nice and just clearly love each other and are fun.
Yeah, it went by so quick.
So fast.
You know, one of the best parts was watching JJ interview literally everybody.
Look at...
He was first.
He was first,
right?
I love him. I love Steve Howie.
Mm-hmm.
And the best, so obviously JJ got to talk to everybody, but then, of course, like all the various people throughout the years have been there, and you know, kind of shamelessly I was like, let's throw them in there too, like, because, you know, like seeing Ewan's there, and Monica was there, and
oh,
I'm trying
fun.
To think of you know, other, like, and but the one person that you
Joey
did get
there?
You got to talk to Steve Jimmy.
Yes.
Oh,
that was the
gosh.
Only non-regular
yes.
person that we did get to talk to, like, at
fun.
Length. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun talking to him, and I asked, you know, I told him that he'd just been...
I love
and then
this
we
picture
moved
of you
up.
Guys. So fun. So shameless of you guys.
Well, that's we tried to think of something, you know? We're like, we need to bring something to this party that's like... What's shameless? Yeah, I mean, none of us, we didn't have, you know, the resources for all of that, so we just...
That's a good thing.
Phil went and got a little bit of rosé.
Oh, JJ, that's a great picture. Oh, how cool.
She's just beautiful. It's so fun.
Oh, by the way, if for those of you... watching and or listening, number one for the photos, like, go on our YouTube page, but more importantly, you can of course check it out. It's actually on Showtime's Facebook page and our Facebook page, so the full hour ish mm-hmm. red
Amazing.
Carpet is all there for you to fully check out.
That's so cool. Well, and while we have this picture up of Emmy, our Fiona, Aww. Biggest news and gossip for you guys.
Crashy news.
Yep, Emmy Rossum. Oh, wow.
TV news.
That was even crushing the sound effects. That was perfect. Yeah, Emmy Rossum has announced that she'll be leaving the show after the season, which I imagine that they knew probably before this was being taped and just wasn't going to announce it until after. So do you guys think that any of that will be written into this storyline for this season, or what do you think is going to happen? Like, what were your reactions to all of this?
Obviously, I don't want to... see it happen, because I can't quite imagine the show without her.
Right.
Of course, there's so many things that could happen. You know, just watching tonight's episode, my initial prediction was her and Ford right off into the sunset.
And like, at the end of it.
Yeah, and that's her happy ending. Like, you can't not have a happy ending for Fiona.
Yeah.
You can't have her go to jail or some crap like that.
Right.
I would break the TV.
I agree. If they did something like that at the end of it, it would just be crushing, you know?
Right.
I mean, yeah, I was so bummed to hear this news, but I totally, I mean, I'm excited to see what's next for her, and I'm sure she'll come up, be working on some amazing projects,
yeah.
you know? And I know she had said in her letter that she was kind of missing getting to develop new characters and explore and things of it.
Sure, I mean, 9 seasons is a long time
is.
With the same character and the same people, especially, I mean, God, any actress hopes for a job that's so long-lasting as that, but she has such a strong career that she can do so many other things. So, yeah, I think it'll be cool to see where she goes next. But also, yes, we'll miss her.
I'd like to see her at least direct, you know, an episode or two in the next season, because I think that could be cool. Like, obviously, she's done
it
before.
And I'm sure she'd want to do that, too.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, it's still a time commitment, but it's not as much as, you know, playing Fiona.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe that's in the cards.
Well, we'll keep... Oh, go ahead.
Do you like Ford as her final guy?
Well, that's assuming that he's the final guy.
Well, right. I'm just saying,
I don't know if I see Fiona ending up with anyone at the end of it. I see her more ending up with herself, like being happy with where she's at and being successful with herself and just comfortable with herself. I don't know if I see her with a guy.
I like Ford. I think he's a right mix of everyone that's failed before him.
I do like him, though. I just don't know if I see it.
One other question. Do we believe Patty is mom?
Oh, good question.
Because do you put mom in your phone or do you put Pat?
It's too easy for it to...
It's not mom,
right? Yeah, it can't be
that
easy.
I don't have mom as mom in my phone.
You have her first name?
I always have everyone's full name. So it's Zuzana Svitek.
I have mom, dad.
Me too. Me too. But
okay.
I'm Haley Clover in my boyfriend's phone, so he's on that level of just yeah. everyone's first and last name. I'm like, are you serious? So you never know.
Yeah, you know.
We'll have to see. Patty, I don't think it's his. It's not his mom. It's not his mom.
But he did.
A retinal scan for his mom. And yeah. you have to scan his retinas. So
the only mom calls his phone?
He could put it in the passcode. But I don't know. Like, it is definitely a bold strategy to just be like, hey, here's my phone. Pick up.
Well, I think he knows. He's like cocky yeah. like that. Where he's like, whatever. She's going to not want to be the crazy girlfriend, so she's going to accidentally drop it in the toilet.
You have me on the two phone thing.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see you next week. Otherwise, guys, where can they continue the conversation with you on social media?
At your local STD clinic.
Do not go find him there.
No, at Phil Sweet Tech.
And I'm at JJ.Jorgens.
You guys can find me everywhere at Haley Clover. If you haven't subscribed, go subscribe to AfterBuzz, all of the amazing shows, and talk with us on YouTube this week. And we'll see you next Sunday.
And Julia will be joining us.
Yay!
For those of you who are loyal fans.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.